to have a look at their protocols about how they're doing their business, particularly in relation to the line of communication from the chief executive officer or the managing director to the accounts department, because the one, as you say, has been well publicised. That transaction went through and that money is now frozen in a bank in Hong Kong thanks to the intervention of the Garda Bureau of Fraud Investigation. In Donegal, in the recent past, we have put out warnings, and one business in Donegal was successfully targeted, while the other one, thankfully, wasn't, just because somebody in accounts went and to the trouble of making contact with the chief executive officer, who was out of the office at the time, and asked, are you sure you want to transfer the funds in this manner? And he basically knew nothing about it.
We're all used to the Nigerian emails and the banks and the money frozen in account emails. They've been circulating for years, and the vast majority of people are well aware of those. The difference in this instance is the research is done, that people are targeted, as you say, it's the correct names. This is going to appear very genuine indeed.
Yeah, this is really, it's called a phishing fraud, which is gathering of personal information by what they call in the term of social engineering. So basically they target the company, they find out who's who in the company, they find out who has the capability to be in charge of accounts, they know the chain of command, they get access to the type of email screen type document that they use for these transactions. So it's not just done in 5 minutes. There's a lot of work has gone into this, because the rewards are great if they can pull it off.